setting the bar time.
That's an example of what not to do.
Linguini looter. The ravioli rascal. As Seth said, the bow tie burglar, or Kayla texted in the macaroni maniac. If you can manage to make it through the day without putting dry pasta in place of Legos in order to steal them, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep, Jarrell, a.k.a. the ravioli rascal, the macaroni maniac, or the bow tie burglar.
Yeah, bandit. Yes.
He would go into these stores, Target stores, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd get these really big, elaborate Lego sets. And, you know, if you've ever purchased or looked at Lego sets,
they're pricey.
They are pricey.
And we donate a lot of money to Lego to get sets when our son was growing up. Yep.
So what he would do, he would buy them outright. He would buy them legitimately.
Yeah.
Take them to his house.
Okay.
Replace them with bags of pasta. Take the Legos out. Put pasta in to replicate the shake of a Lego.
And then sell them back or return them?
And return them and get the money.
Gotcha. So he's benefiting, getting to keep the Lego sets.
And then he's turning around.
And getting them for free.
Yes, he's turning around and then selling them himself.
Oh.
So apparently, he did this at least 70 times.
70?
Yep, stealing about $34,000 worth of merchandise.
Oh, wow.
Grand theft. Because it's over 10 grand.
How are they keeping track of all those? Because I'm assuming you don't have to fill out any paperwork when you return them. Or do you? Did you have to, like, sign a receipt?
Yeah, I don't know.
Some stores make you do that.
I know. Here is Officer Ziggy.
Ziggy?
Talking about it.
One of the cases that occurred here in Orange County, they share that they opened the box and instead of Legos, they found bags of dried pasta. And these were definitely the sets that were consistent with what he was purchasing and then returning. These were Star Wars sets and Marvel sets, which have a very high value in the secondary market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, we had the Millennium Falcon. Can I just tell you how long?
How awesome was that?
To put that together, and it was amazing.
I was a Lego head back in the day.
Oh, so was
I. Like to the point where I would take pictures of what I created.
Sure.
And display them before I would then take them apart.
Okay. Did you ever like play with them?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my son would pretty much just make it. It went on a shelf. We had like a museum.
Oh, yeah. No. I would
play. You don't touch the creations once they're done.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I would take a picture of it.
Yeah.
I would take a picture of it just to show that I did it. And then I would take them apart or play with them or whatever.
Right.
So the police joked, if your master plan involves swapping Legos for linguine, then we can promise your plan will be cooked al dente.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
We can promise your plan will be cooked al dente.
He thought it was a perfect crime.
Yeah.
And it was for a while. Yeah. What a good run.
Well, and kudos to him for thinking at least why I should replace it with something that sounds like Legos.
Absolutely.
Why not some Farfalle pasta noodles?
They could get a nice meal out of it.
Yeah.
And then they'll turn the other cheek and it's fine.
Yeah. Someone buys the Millennium Falcon and gets like bow tie pasta and is going,
well, that is not what I expected.
That is not. Where are the instructions for this?
Where's the sauce?
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.